Hello and welcome to the Delanco Podcast, Episode 3. I'm here in the conference room of the former library of Asbury College. Many of our Delanco favorites probably did some studying here or didn't do some studying here in the old library, which is now a student center. And I have a couple special, very special guests with me today. One is someone who has been missing for a while now. Let's give it up for Kay Wolf. What's up, Kay Wolf?
Hey, guys. What's going on?
And I have the hero of the hour, the hero of the day, maybe the hero of the century, Amanda Bailey. What's up, Amanda?
Hey.
So, as those of you who listened to the first podcast are aware, we were all ready to record, and Beau and I, and we were like, where's Kay Wolf? And we couldn't find him. We called him. We searched all over campus for him, but we could not find him. There's some kind of bell ringing. So I, you know, put out a call and, you know, through the podcast and didn't hear anything. Actually, I got an email from Beau, and he was really upset. He was really wondering where Kay Wolf was because he never showed up. Apparently, he never showed up to start school in the beginning of the semester. So, but here I am. Amanda Bailey has found Kay Wolf, and we're going to find out what happened. First of all, what happened to Kay Wolf and how Amanda found him and brought him back to school where he belongs. So, who wants to go first?
I guess I'll go first.
Okay, tell us what happened, Kevin.
All right, so most of you know I left Delanco camp early to get ready for college. Started packing up and got in the car and went to go to Kentucky, but somehow I ended up at Delanco. I've yet to figure out how, but I did. And I pulled past the candy store and there was Sasquatch. He was sitting there waiting for me. He looked an awful lot like Dan Ulrich with his Hulk gloves and green Hulk gloves and orange with a jumpsuit or something. Matt Ralph doesn't know. We'll call it a jumpsuit. His orange jumpsuit. And he took me back to his cave in the forest somewhere and got to know him a little bit better. And he's a really good guy. I would recommend getting to know him if you ever see him past the candy store. He's a good guy. And I just got lost there for about 2.5 months. And Amanda came up and found me. And she'll explain that one later. But I just...
So, Amanda, how did you find out that Kay Wolf had gone to Delanco instead of Asbury? Which, some people see a lot of similarities between Delanco and Asbury. I guess you've been at Asbury previously. You're, what, a junior this year? So you kind of knew where the difference between Asbury and Delanco. But how'd you find out that Kay Wolf, where Kay Wolf was?
Well, you know, Matt, it is difficult for first-timers to distinguish between Asbury College and Delanco Camp because they are very, very similar. A lot of Ultimate Team Frisbee, a lot of people are just sleeping a lot. It happens. So, you know, I figured, well, if Kevin Wolf is not here at Asbury, where else could he possibly be? And so I suspected Delanco at first, to be honest, but I wasn't sure of the fact until one day I was just walking past the cafeteria and Wampus appeared in front of me. It was like gray, filmy ghost Wampus, but he was there and he told me, Kevin Wolf is at Delanco camp and I want him to leave. Because apparently there was some conspiracy against Wampus with Sasquatch, and I would like Kevin Wolf to explain that.
Wow, this is getting good.
Yes, I met Sasquatch, as you previously heard. And hard to say, I just saw him up there, and he took me to his crib. And we became buddy-buddy. Sasquatch was jealous of Wampus that he got his own t-shirt at Ralph Camp this summer, and we were talking, and he said he wanted one, and he was going to hold me captive until he got his own t-shirt. But Amanda made the brave rescue to come up and save me from the horrible grasp of Sasquatch.
So how did you rescue Kay Wolf from Sasquatch?
Well, like I said, Wampus told me I had to go and get Kay Wolf because, you know, if Sasquatch actually got his own t-shirt, it would just be chaos. We couldn't let that happen. So here at Asbury, I don't have a car. So what I did was I whistled, and I had my horse, JJ, show up, actually. Yep, and he's half Arabian, so he's used to long-distance rides, endurance and stuff. So, we just went. We took off to New Jersey, to the Lenka camp. My trusty Steve and I. And we made it. It took us about, 32 days, give or take. I lost track after a while. Yeah, but it was great. I mean, like, you know, little kids would drive by on the highways and throw candy at us. So that's how we survived.
So now I understand that, last year you weren't the horse wrangler because, well, there were no horses at camp last summer. So I understand you had a little bit of a run-in with Keith when you got there because you were on your horse.
Yeah, well, we showed up at Delanco in a cloud of dust. It was just pretty cool, actually. And I see Keith off in the distance. And he had like a cowboy hat on, and he turned slowly, and he just looked, and he glared, because, you know, horses apparently are not allowed at Delanco now. They're dropping like flies.
Well, no, I think that horses are allowed at Delanco. I just think that horse rides aren't allowed at Delanco. So technically, you would have been on a horse ride because you were riding the horse. I think that does that sound right, Caleb?
Sounds right to me. I mean, it was all a blur, but it sounds all right.
So you managed to whisk Kevin away and take him back here to Asbury. So you guys missed a little bit of class this semester. How's that going with the whole, you know, being in college thing?
It's hard to play catch up, I'll tell you that. I was so behind in my work, I didn't even register for classes yet. And I had to do all that and finish my financial aid and get all the books, and a lot of the books I didn't even have. And I'm still behind on the work, but I'm slowly catching up. I have a month to go in the semester. I have about 300 pages to read and 2 books, so we'll see how this goes.
Right, so, well, if you go missing again, I guess it's probably because you're in the library or somewhere off studying and working hard. So so that's the story of how where K-Wolf went. It's good to have you back. It's good to see you here in Kentucky.
Good to be back.
I'm sure, you know, it's good to be, you know, at a place where there's familiar faces from Delanco. And people like Amanda who are brave and have a trusty steed named JJ who come and rescue you. Of course, the question now is, where is Bo?
Wow.
We find K-Wolf, but now Bo has suddenly disappeared. Although rumor has it he's on his way somewhere to New Jersey, so maybe he'll get lost at Delanco too, and Amanda will have to go and rescue him. So that's the story of how K-Wolf came back to us here at Asbury. So you're listening to the Delanco podcast. Stay tuned for more craziness here. So in honor of Amanda Bailey and her heroic rescue, I'm going to play a song called Rescue. You may have sung it before at Delanco. It's a nice worship song. On a serious note, because this isn't all fun and games here on the podcast, this is Rescue by Desperation Band. You're listening to the Delanco podcast at Asbury College.
I need you, Jesus, for my rest.
That was Rescue by Desperation Band, and that was a special worshipful song dedicated to Amanda Vanda Bailey and her heroic rescue, and JJ and their heroic rescue of Kawa from Delanco. You're listening to the Delanco podcast. We're here at Asbury College, and it's a beautiful, beautiful day here. It's a Saturday. It's an autumn day. The leaves are changing color. It's a beautiful state to be in. Not that I'm trying to promote Asbury College or anything, but obviously, there's a long history of Delancoites coming to Asbury, you know, from Kay Wolf and Amanda here, and RC, who's somewhere here on campus, and Bo, who's missing, and to Mike Ralph, to Daryl Dewar, to Rob Lewis, who, incidentally, I ran into at Asbury Seminary the other night. My fiance Sarah and I went to hear N.T. Wright, the bishop, a bishop from England, speak. And afterwards, I saw Rob Lewis. I was like, hey, what's up, Rob? You know, it's just, you never know who you're going to run into here in Wilmore. And so there's a little Delanco community. I think I recently was walking on campus and saw Stephanie Ruff just driving by. You know, it's just, you just never know.
Stephanie Hogan,
yeah. Sorry. Stephanie Hogan used to be Ruff. So it's nice here to be in Wilmore. Little town in the middle of nowhere in Kentucky. So the first episode, we played a little song called Wonderwall, because it has a little connection to Delanco, and I think we're going to hear another version of that here in a couple minutes. But I'm just wondering, when did Wonderwall become this Delanco song, quote unquote?
Well, the 2005 summer, we had Mike Broom, Adam Craig, and Andrew Russell on staff. And Adam and Andrew are from Ireland, or
Northern Ireland.
Thanks for correcting me now. They're from Northern Ireland, and Oasis is apparently a British band of some sort, and they like their Oasis. So I guess on the first day of staff week, they mentioned Wonderwall to the staff, and it became such a song that Mike learned how to play it, and we played it every other day at Delanco. And the rest is history.
So what is a Wonderwall, anyway?
A wall of wonderfulness.
If you had to pick something at Delanco that you would describe as a Wonderwall, what would it be? Amanda.
Jesus?
No Sunday school answers allowed here on the Delanco podcast. Come on, be creative. Amanda?
Well, there's this one wall in Delanco that's pretty wonderful. wall where the old snack shop used to be, if you remember, next to the rec center. We would stand next to that wall for hours waiting for that snack shop to open.
I like that one. Okay, well, if you have a wonderful wall, a wonder wall at Delanco.
I'd have to say one of the walls in the boys' door.
You stole mine.
I did?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. So about the boys' dorm. Yeah. If I could live in the boys' dorm year round, I don't think Sarah would be into that, but.
There's no heat there. I don't think she would either.
No, but yeah, the boys' dorm carries a lot of memories.
I'd agree.
Alright, well, you guys wanna play this song for us?
It's nothing.
Do a little improv. They only rehearse briefly, so they haven't even rehearsed this whole song for you. So let's listen as they play Wonderwall. You're listening to the Delanco podcast. Yeah. And special guests here, Kay Wolf and Amanda Bailey.
Somehow realize what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. That beat, the words on the street, the fire in your heart is out. I'm sure you've heard it all before, but you never really had a doubt. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. And all the roads we have to walk are winding, and all the lights that lead us there are blinding. There are many things that I would like to say to you, but I don't know how.
Kay Wolf and Amanda Bailey here performing live by tape delay on the Delanco podcast. Speaking of Northern Ireland, I wanted to play a song from our friend from Northern Ireland, Steve Hughes. This is a song called Take All of Me, and I got it off his MySpace site. So check out Steve Hughes on MySpace. I think he has a Facebook group too, something about loving Steve Hughes or...
He's the man or something like that.
Something about him being the man, which, you know, I can't argue with that, you know. Especially when he does his VeggieTales skit at camp meeting. You really can't argue with him being the man, because he pretty much is the man. This goes all the way out to our listeners in Northern Ireland, maybe, and New Jersey, and here in Kentucky, and wherever else you're listening. This is Steve Hughes, Take All of Me, and you're listening to the Delanco podcast.
Stands in your way.
Okay, that was Steve Hughes with Take All of Me. Steve Hughes, of course, a friend of ours who lives in Northern Ireland and is a pastor out there. And you can check out his MySpace site and get some more of his music. I know my mom is always playing his CD when I'm at home, so he's got a lot of fans here in the U.S. and a lot of fans at Delanco. And speaking of Delanco, you can check out the Delanco blog. There's some information about who the deans are for next summer, for 2008. So be sure to check that out and start praying for those individuals who have set forward and made a commitment to run a camp program. It takes a lot of work. As a now former dean, I know what all that involves. So just keep them in prayer, keep the camp in prayer, and consider with this holiday season approaching, consider giving a gift to Delanco. And also, we have some items that you can purchase for holiday gifts. We have Wawa coupons and Wampus t-shirts still available. And you can check out, there's more information on the website about that, or you can always email us here at podcast@delanco.org for any information regarding the camp. And be sure to check out our Facebook group and our MySpace page, and check out the Delanco blog, and just keep in touch. And do you have any ideas or things you want to contribute? We're always looking for contributors and special guests on the program here. So thanks for listening, and God bless.